The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Michael Axford, movie star. The Green Hornet strikes again. Michael Axford, would-be reporter on the Daily Sentinel, little knew that the prison escape of a notorious killer 2 months before, the Sentinel's tie-up with the Ajax Motion Picture Company to find an unknown lead for a forthcoming picture, and Axford's assignment to cover the casting director's headquarters would almost change his entire future. But it was the morning after Axford's first day on the new assignment. Britt Reed was in the outer office, talking to his secretary, Lenore Case, when Axford entered, without slamming the door.
Good morning, Reed. Hello, Casey.
Great heavens, Axford.
Axford, what the devil's come over you?
You know there's something wrong, Reed.
Wrong? You look like something out of a comic book with that green plaid sport coat and those checkered slacks.
Not to mention the yellow scarf tied around your neck, and above all things, that beret on your head.
Oh, so that's it. Just because the guy dresses to suit his position, you...
And look at those shoes.
Soon I'll have you know, Casey, them's not shoes. They're cucarachis, that's what.
Oh, I think you mean hirachis, actually.
Sure, that's what I said, Reed.
Well, not exactly. The word you use means a species of roach, but we know what you mean.
Oh, Axford, for pity's sake, tell us what this is all about.
Yes, after all, as a reporter on this paper, you can't
hold
go
on,
around...
Reed. I'm coming to that.
Well?
You see, Reed, I went on that assignment yesterday to the casting place for that picture.
Yes, I haven't seen anything you've written on it. Haven't they cast anyone yet?
That they did, Reed. Of course, they haven't found the leading man yet. I'm telling you, Reed, there was a big crowd there, pushing and shoving. I had a time. Oh, gosh, what a time.
Go on.
Well, you see, I was trying to get back to talk to the casting director. I was pushing my way through the line when it all happened. Believe me, Reed, it wasn't my fault at all.
What wasn't your fault?
I'm getting to that. There I am, minding my own business, when some guy rushes up and yells, "Look at this guy, he's just the type." So he grabs me and hustles me over to one side. And me not knowing what it's all about, you understand?
So,
another guy shoves me into a chair and starts slapping grease and stuff into me face. Even going so far as to go patting me with a powder puff while I was trying to talk.
Oh, why did they do that? As a joke?
A joke, was it? Huh. Wait till you hear the rest, Casey. Then they pushed me under a lot of hot glaring lights and pointed cameras at me. After that was over, they told me I was hired.
Hired? What do you mean?
So help me, Reed. It was some time before I knew what they were talking about. When I got it through me head, I couldn't believe me ears. Reed, you and Casey are the first to know. Right now, you're standing in the presence of a movie actor.
What?
You mean to say actor, but you...
Oh, I see nothing to laugh at. Nothing at all.
Oh, Ashford. Mike Ashford.
Go on, laugh. I wonder if I ought to change my name like the other actors do.
Yes, and get yourself a coat of arms like the Barrymores.
Say, Casey, do you think I could?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, Miss Case. Perhaps we...
Well, now, if that's the way me talents are thought of around this joint, I'm glad to find it out, that I am.
Sorry, actually, it sort of took me by surprise.
And, I didn't mean to laugh at either, expert.
Well, since you both apologize, I'll overlook whatever you were thinking.
Well, thanks, Axford. You're overlooking a lot.
But not at all, Reed. Not at all. By the way, Casey, me being a movie actor and all won't have to make any difference. When I'm settled in a place at Malibu Beach or one of them ritzy places in Hollywood, the door'll always be open to you and Reed.
Oh, Axford, how generous of you.
You mean you think you'll go to Hollywood when the company finishes taking shots here?
Sure. By the way, Reed, though I ain't signed up yet to a long contract, I'd better give you a month's notice.
I see. Well, it'll be a big loss to us, Axford. Of course, if you should change your mind...
Change me mind? And me about to become famous throughout the country? Not a chance, Reed. Though I'll miss the Sentinel and all, it wouldn't be right to me public not to go.
Oh, this can't be real. It can't be real.
Oh, no, Casey, don't be feeling bad.
When do they start on the picture, Ashford?
In a few days, Casey, as soon as they pick a leading man. As you know, they're making a picture called The Life of Smoothie Gorman, and they're doing the last scene first. The one where Smoothie comes out of the theater and gets captured. I'll be in that scene.
Well, good luck, Ashford. I'll arrange with the picture company to have the rushes on that sequence run off in our screening room downstairs, and then Miss Case and I can get a preview of your first appearance.
Say now, that'll be swell, Reed.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Youngster, I'll do a job you'll be proud to say you're a friend of mine.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, Reed, don't forget about that screening.
Oh, Ashford, you have my word. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Au revoir. Au revoir. Goodbye.
Talent Hunt has created quite a sensation in the city.
Yes, The Life of Smoothie Gorman should be an interesting picture when it's finished. I'd certainly like to know what's become of the real Smoothie Gorman.
Meanwhile, two men sat in a corner of a bar room in the underworld. One of them was looking at a copy of the Daily Sentinel.
I sure would like to know what's become of Smoothie Gorman, Joe.
What made you think of Smoothie? Something in the paper?
Yeah, listen. Ajax Motion Picture Company hunts unknown for the lead in The Life of Smoothie Gorman. What do you know about that?
You mean they're making a picture about Smoothie without him saying they can? Ah, oh, he ought to sue him for a lot of dough.
Yeah. He should pop up in public and start a suit with every cop and G-man in the country looking for him. Don't be a sap, Joe.
That's right. Don't be a sap.
What the...
It sounded like... Hey, who are you and what are you butting in for while we're talking?
Take it easy, Joe. Is that any way to greet your old boss?
Boss?
Hey, what is this? We take orders from only one guy, see, and we don't want...
I know. From Smoothie Gorman. Am I right, Dave?
Hey, he knows our names, too. He must be a copper.
Well, I didn't think I could fool you two that much.
Well, there'll be... You mean to say that you're...
Yes, of course. Told you it could be done, Dave.
Joe, he's Smoothie Gorman himself.
Smoothie?
Right. Plastic surgery did the trick. With my face and fingerprints changed, nobody will know me. And I certainly fooled you two.
Yeah, I'll say you did.
Well, what do you know?
I saw what's in the Sentinel. Giving me a big idea.
Yeah, they're going to make a movie about your life, Smoothie.
Before you give out with any ideas, Smoothie, I was thinking, there ain't any way they could prove you're Smoothie Gorman, is there?
Only one, Joe. That round, jagged scar on my right shoulder where those three machine gun bullets went through me. They have that on my identification records.
Why don't you have the doc fix that, too?
Doc said they couldn't graft new skin over scar tissue. Wouldn't take, so I had to leave it. As long as I keep my shirt on, they'll never see it. And my motto is, Smoothie, keep your shirt on.
Smoothie, you said you had an idea.
Yeah. It's about that hunt for a lead in the movie of my life. Since I'm really Smoothie Gorman, nobody knows me better than I do.
Sure, but after all...
My face has changed, but my figure's the same. I could call myself... Let me see. Douglas Gray, that's it.
Douglas Gray? Say, what are you driving at?
Hey, you don't mean...
Sure. I'll take screen tests for the part, and if I get it, I have a plan to pull off a big job while they're making the picture.
But Smoothie, if they ever...
Oh, nobody'd ever think of looking for the real Smoothie Gorman playing the lead in that movie. Going down right now. Put in my bid for a screen test.
The following afternoon, the phone rang in Britt Reed's office.
Hello?
Hello, Reed. This is Axford.
Well?
They found him, Reed. They found him.
Found who?
Smoothie Gorman.
Smoothie Gorman? We got the fax to Gunnigan. We got out an extra. Did your phone rewrite
and
tell him?
Hold on, Reed. You got it all wrong. I mean, they found the guy to play Gorman in the picture.
Oh, that's different. Who is it?
A guy named Douglas Gray, Reed. They put him in a suite at the Avenue Hotel. His voice is like Gorman's, they say, and he'll be the spitting image of the killer when he's made up. We start shooting our first scene tomorrow.
Good. When we see those rushes in the screening room, we'll find out what kind of an actor you are.
Sure, and you'll get the surprise of your life, Reed.
No doubt.
You wait and see. So long.
Goodbye, expert.
A few days later, Britt Reed, with Axford and Miss Case, sat in the screening room in the Sentinel building. Axford, sitting between the other two, waited nervously for the rushes to start.
Sure, and why can't they get started?
Take it easy. They'll start in a minute.
That won't be long now, Axford.
Of course I did a fine job, but we
are just starting.
Them guys are supposed to be cops going to the theater.
I can see.
What part do you play?
One of Smoothie's gang.
When do you come on, Axford?
Any minute now.
Well, you be sure and tell us.
Wish no. Here's the place I come in.
You should have followed me, Pulpy. We gotta get alongside of Smoothie when he comes out.
Okay. That's me. The other guy's hogging the camera.
You take the left side, and I'll get in front of Smoothie. Stop
saying ways.
We're part of the gang. Take every shot
out.
Okay.
Well, don't you say any more than okay,
actually? Oh, that was me again.
Well, that scene's over.
Oh, wait, there's more. I patted me next line. That I did.
I come slowly now.
Don't
we? We gotta get
going. Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. Did you hear me? Now, look. There I am. See?
Where?
They're crowding in front of me.
Well, where are you?
Look. See? There I am. That guy's in front of me again.
Say, that guy Gray can act.
I'm Dorpy. Watch it. I'm just off the edge of the camera, sure, and I know I'm there someplace.
Hey, that's Axford yelling.
I'd recognize that yelling anywhere, but I didn't see Axford even once.
Well, now me best stuff is yet to come, no doubt.
Well, I, for one, do hope to see more of you in pictures, Axford.
Thanks, Reed. As a matter of fact, I had some more to do in that scene, but they cut it at that point because one of the guys got hurt, sort of.
Hurt?
Yeah, you see, when the real Smoothie Gorman was captured, he turned on one of his own men for some reason and almost choked him to death while the cops closed in.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, in this scene, that guy Gray, playing Smoothie, was to grab me and make believe to choke me. But when the time come, sure, he started choking me and didn't act like he was fooling at all. That he didn't. They had to stop the cameras and pull him off. He was shaking like a leaf. And when they let loose of him, he come at me again.
Heavens, what happened then?
Well, now, though I didn't mean to tell you right off, I socked him in the nose and blacked his eye, that I did. They took him to the hotel and, well, laid me off for a few days for mussing up the staff.
I see. So Douglas Gray is indisposed at the Avenue Hotel because of you, eh?
Sure, but you can't blame
me. Oh, no, I'm not blaming you, actually. Well, let's get back to the office. I have a lot of work to get on.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't see much of me in that scene. Me real acting will show up later on. If they give me another chance.
I can't wait to see more.
Well, Axford, I wasn't disappointed at all. In fact, I got a lot out of watching that scene. A lot more than you'll ever know.
Mm-hmm. We'll continue our story in just a moment. Now, back to our story. Britt Reed went to his own office. He quickly looked over the various clippings he had saved and filed under Smoothie Gorman's name. Soon, his search was rewarded.
Here it is. I'll take this along with me to my apartment and discuss the matter with Cato. And the sooner, the better.
You say, Mr. Britt, that Gorman was captured in front of theater because he turned on Pell, who shot gun on his left side?
Yes, and according to this clipping from my files, Cato, while Smoothie Gorman was in prison, he almost killed another prisoner who popped a paper bag near his left ear. Now, Gorman's never been found. And that fella Gray reacted exactly as Gorman would have when they took that scene.
You say Gray go to pieces and attack Axford, who shot gun on Gray's left side?
That's what Axford said. Also, from what I saw of the picture, I don't think Douglas Gray was acting. Perhaps if the Green Hornet were to pay him a visit, it might be worthwhile.
Well, why you not tell police what you suspect, Mr. Britt?
Well, the Sentinel has a tie-in with that picture company, and we've publicized Gray as a great find. To tell the police of my suspicions would embarrass both the Sentinel and the picture company. And if I were wrong, it might result in a big lawsuit. Besides that, I don't want just Smoothie. I want to get the whole gang.
Well, that mean men at Avenue Hotel have visit tonight by Green Hornet, perhaps.
Right. Let's get going, Cato.
Smoothie Gorman stood before the mirror of his bureau in the bedroom of his hotel suite. He smiled as he thought of the trick of fate that had given him such a lucky break.
Yes, Dave, we're getting all the breaks. Cards are stacked so that we can't lose. I'll have to watch this bum ear of mine so I won't go haywire again.
Well, what's the setup you were talking about, Smoothie?
Yeah, tell us so we can scram out of here before somebody comes to see or something.
Okay, I'll tell you what it's all about.
Yeah, we're listening, Smoothie.
Sure. What's the big deal?
Now, look. Remember the Water Street branch of the Citibank where we pulled that job a year ago?
Yeah. That was a cinch, too. It was Friday, and it was open till 5:30. We pulled it just as it was getting dark.
Well, the movie company's going to reenact that job in a sequence. They have permission to use the Citibank tomorrow night after closing time. Mm,
tomorrow's Friday, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. They'll shoot the sequence a little after 5:30. Using lights on the outside because of the dust.
So what?
So they're using a lot of fake cops. You and Joe get a couple of uniforms from Moe's place. Mix in with the cops and follow me into the bank. We'll have real bullets. They'll all have blanks.
Hey, you mean we're going to clean out that bank again?
Well, sure. Since everybody will think it's just a fake for the movie sequence right up to the last minute, we'll pull a fast one. Then get out the back way like we did before.
Holy mackerel, what a scheme.
Gee, you're a smart one, Smoothie.
Thanks. Now get along. Be sure to get those cops' uniforms. Be in front of that bank at 5:30.
Okay, Smoothie. We'll be there.
Sure, you can count on us. So long.
So long, fellas.
Nice going, Smoothie.
Hey, what the... How'd you get in here?
You know, the usual way for guys like you and me.
The fire escape. I know you're the Green Hornet, but why do you call me Smoothie? My name's Douglas Gray.
Don't hand me that stuff, Gorman. Even if I hadn't heard some of your conversation with your two pals, I'd still bet you were Gorman.
Don't be a dope, Hornet. You've seen pictures of Smoothie Gorman. Do I look anything like him?
Yes and no. Face isn't the same.
Well, what more do you want?
Well, let's get to the point. I know you're Gorman. If you want to try and prove you aren't, take off your shirt.
Why should I?
Gorman has a scar. And I happen to know it's the type that can't be erased by plastic surgery.
Smart, aren't you? All right, suppose I am Smoothie Gorman. What of it? Cops would rather get you anytime.
That's right. So I came here to make a deal.
Go on.
I knew that picture deal was a gag you were pulling.
Okay, you know it.
Now look, I heard your plan, so to save time, here's my proposition. You cut me in on the take, and I'll be waiting at the back door to help you make a getaway to a safe hideout.
Well, I don't know.
What have you got to lose? Nobody knows this city like I do.
Okay, it's a deal. You'll get an even split on the take. Be there at 5:30 tomorrow night.
I'll be there. So long.
He's not so smart. He can lead us to a hideout. But Dave and Joel have orders that when we get there, the first thing they'll have to do will be to fill that snooping hornet full of lead.
The following afternoon, the Ajax Motion Picture Company prepared to take the scene of the bank robbery in front of the branch bank on Water Street. Michael Axford had reported early that morning, hoping to be given a part in the scene in spite of his layoff, but without success. Sorrowfully, he mingled with the watching crowd on the sidelines as the cameras were set up, from time to time trying to catch the director's eye by edging up near him and shouting,
"Hey, I'm here, sir, if you'll be needing me."
But each time the director waved him back and shook his head, leaving Axford oblivious to the smiles and stares of the crowd around him. Finally, they were ready to start. The director spoke to Smoothie Gorman.
All right, Mr. Gray, you can go inside the bank now. As you suggested, you can take a couple of our extras in uniform with you to keep the crowd away. People will think they're real police. Well, go on now, and remember, come out shooting and on the run.
Right. I'll pick up a couple of the boys and take them with me.
Good. Ready, cameras? Get those people back over there.
Okay, Dave.
Get them back.
Joe, right. Come on, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, now, this is a holdup.
Make it fast, Moody. So you did come, huh?
Good. You lead the way, Hornet. We'll follow in our car.
Okay, Kato. Step on up to the old warehouse on the river road, and we'll follow behind.
They coming, Mr. Britt?
Yes. What did you tell the police when you phoned them?
I tell them to go to old warehouse, hide inside at back, and wait until car drive in and door close. Then they have chance to catch Gorman, maybe.
Good. They won't know the Green Hornet's going to open that door, so they won't be on guard for me. Give it the gas, Kato. And be ready to pull open the overhead doors for them so they can drive right in.
I wait. You be careful.
Don't worry. Here they come. I'll open the door for you. Drive right in, then I'll follow and close the door. The squad cars will pass right by.
Smart idea, Hornet. Get the door open quick.
You're in the trap and they can't get out. They didn't know the place was full of waiting police, Kato, thanks to you. Uh-oh.
More police come, Mr. Britt.
Yeah, that's our cue to get out of here and to get out fast. Step on it.
Thank you. Later that evening, Britt Reed sat in his office talking to the motion picture director when Axford entered.
Reed, I had to come right up and tell you what's happened. That I did.
Well, Axford, can't you see I'm in conference?
Sure, but 'tis Smoothie Garman who's captured this very night, Reed. I got it straight from cops headquarters.
I just brought Mr. Reed the news. By the way, that's the man I spoke of, Mr. Reed.
Spoke of? Me? Say, you're the director of the movie company, ain't you?
That's right.
And you're here trying to get Reed to let me go to Hollywood, no doubt.
Well, don't jump at conclusions, Axford.
Because of what happened to our leading man, the picture will be held up indefinitely.
You don't mean because I poked him a couple the other day. Sure, and I heard you use him just today in the bank scene.
Well, I guess you didn't hear all the facts from police headquarters about the Gorman capture, Axford.
What do you mean, Reed? What's that got to do with Douglas Gray, I'd like to know?
Well, Douglas Gray was really Smoothie Gorman.
What?
That's right. Instead of acting in that scene early this evening, he actually held up the bank right under our noses.
How do they know he's gone?
Well, somebody phoned the police and told them to be inside a warehouse on River Road at 6 tonight, that Gorman was going to be there. They told the police that Gorman had changed his face.
Changed his face, you say? Then how did they know which was Gorman?
Well, whoever called the police suggested they remove the shirts from the men they'd catch there.
That's right, Axford. And I'm given to understand that chap Gray was found to have Gorman's scar on his shoulder. They tell me he confessed.
Then if Douglas Gray was Gorman, 'twas the escaped killer himself that I poked in the eye.
That's right.
Oh, glory be to St. Patrick. I was that close to being killed. Sure, now, if you came here to get me to go to Hollywood, it's no use. I've had my fill, what with killers and all acting along with me.
Well, really, I had no
idea. Push now! You'd be saying you had no idea I'd run out on you, no doubt. But, well, if Reed'll have me back, sure, and I reconsider my resignation from the Sentinel, that I will.
Okay, Axford, the movies will have to take the loss.
Yes. Yes, of course.
That they will. By the way, Sarge said Garman was raving.
Raving? Well, what about?
About being double-crossed by the Green Hornet, Reed.
The Green Hornet?
And now that I think of it, maybe that Hornet was right there at the bank with Garman, laughing up his sleeve, no doubt, at all of you standing out in front of the place play-acting. From now on, I'm being a reporter.
Are you sure of that?
Sure, I'm sure. And if they beg me on bended knees to act in the movies, it won't do a bit of good. Movie acting? Phooey, I said.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stambaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.